Thank you and good morning. Fortuna police arrested 36-year-old John David Goldberg last night at around 7 o'clock, and Goldberg was booked into county jail for murder. The Fortuna Police Department was assisted by the county SWAT team when they served a Ramey warrant at a residence off Highway 36, and Goldberg was taken into custody without incident. Goldberg had been identified as the suspect in the shooting and killing of a man at a residence in the 3100 block of Ronerville Road at just before 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The 42-year-old victim was found lying in front of the residence suffering from gunshot wounds that would lead to his death. Witnesses said that Goldberg and the victim knew each other and that they had gotten into a brief argument before shots were fired. The Eureka City Council will hold a special meeting this afternoon at 4 o'clock, and the lone agenda item is what to do with the container village that was built to temporarily provide housing for the homeless. The container village had some success and is credited with providing shelter for at least 75 people or so since it was opened in May, but the six-month window of operation at the current site is coming to a close. The council will discuss where to move the containers, with properties on Marina Way and Coster and Washington Streets the favorites, and whether or not to use up to $75,000 in housing funds for the project. Also under discussion will be whether or not to approve a one-year contract with the Betty Chin Homeless Foundation and the Community Outreach Program to operate the village. Governor Jerry Brown vetoed a bill that would have placed more emphasis on judging how well students and schools are performing by using test scores. The bill, AB 2548, was pushed by Democratic lawmakers as a way to identify and assist underperforming schools. In his veto statement, the governor pointed to a new accountability system instituted by the State Department of Education that takes into account far more than just test scores. They include the local control formula that's been in place for 3 years, and the new standards also include test scores for math, English language arts, and science, along with other factors that provide far more information about how students in a school are performing. Humboldt County School Superintendent Gary Eagles agreed, saying he has never relied on one single measure to determine the success of anything. It would be like judging the success of a business on one day of sales receipts. Governor Brown did sign two bills authored by North Coast Assemblymember Jim Wood into law. The first, AB 1549, will require Caltrans to notify companies that are working toward the expansion and deployment of broadband service of suitable methods for laying fiber optic cable during a Caltrans project. Wood said that the bill creates the perfect opportunity for broadband companies to expand their network by leveraging state infrastructure, where Caltrans is already opening a trench. The governor also signed into law AB 1863, a bill that will expand access to mental health care at local clinics and to allow for the hiring of family and mental health counselors who can be reimbursed through Medi-Cal. The goal is to close the gap between the needs of rural communities and mental health care providers. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Current Harbor Commissioner and soon-to-be County Supervisor Mike Wilson is in the middle of a transition from one job to the other, and according to Wilson, there are still a lot of issues and tasks to attend to before he leaves the harbor. Wilson said at the top of the list is finding the right person to fill out the rest of his term on the Harbor Commission. Another key issue at the harbor is that of dredging, and Wilson said that while the Harbor District has acquired a dredge, before it gets to work, there are questions about permitting left to be answered, questions about water quality and where to put the spoil.
Certainly, there's a lot of stuff hanging over the district right now in terms of figuring out what to do with regards to dredging both the marinas and the King Salmon area. That's a big one. The dredge is ready to go. It's been purchased. It's been refurbished.
Wilson said that the difference between the harbor dredge and the dredge used by the Corps of Engineers is one of magnitude, and that the smaller dredge used in the basin could dump that spoil right into the channel to be handled by the Corps of Engineers.
The dredging that the Army Corps does is over an order of magnitude. I mean, it's 10 times, 20 times larger than what we're doing in the marinas. What we're doing in the marinas is so much smaller than when the annual dredge comes in. It's basically flow laning is what is the term for it. And so when you pump it out on an outgoing tide, so really most of it would actually go out in the outgoing tide anyway.
Wilson easily won the June primary for the 3rd District Supervisor seat. He'll take that job in January. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.